Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, The CRPS Compass, Navigating You Through Relief with Occupational Therapy. My name is Hannah Gregorio, and I'm so excited to be starting this podcast on complex regional pain syndrome and how occupational therapy can play a role in management and support. This is my very first podcast episode, so I figured I would begin with introducing myself and also sharing my experience with CRPS. First off, you're probably wondering, Hannah, what on earth is occupational therapy? And how does it come into play here? Well, I'm so glad that you asked because that has to do with the start of my whole journey with learning about CRPS. So let's get into it. So starting off with a little bit about me, it was my senior year of high school and I was about to be transitioning into college pretty soon. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I was thinking maybe something in healthcare. So I started looking into nursing, but I didn't feel like it was a really good fit. So I kept looking. Now, putting a pause on that and giving you guys a bit of a background into my family, my dad was really active and he ended up suffering an unexpected back injury, blowing out two discs in his lower lumbar region, which was L4 and L5. And for those of you who aren't super familiar with the nervous system and nerve innervation, L4 and L5 are part of your lower lumbar region. And they innervate the front portion of your thigh as well as parts of your leg, upper foot, and the area in between the first and second toes. Because my dad had that accident, he ended up getting surgery to get a spinal fusion to fuse the L4 and L5 together. In 5 days post-op, while he was in inpatient rehab, he began noticing some numbness, pain in his right leg, and swelling. And my parents and I didn't really know what that was all about. My dad immediately got tested for blood clots and turned out to be negative. My dad couldn't maintain 3 hours of therapy due to the pain he was in. He was then released from inpatient rehab. So my parents then spent months going to different doctors, getting different tests done to determine what was going on with my dad, and we just could not figure it out. We were finally then referred to a neurosurgeon, which at that time diagnosed him with CRPS, or complex regional pain syndrome. And I remember sitting outside of my dad's hospital room, and my mom mentioned looking in OT, and I was like, Mom, what on earth is OT? You might be thinking occupational therapy means helping you get a job. But actually, OT is a healthcare profession that can assist individuals with regaining or maintaining independence in their desired occupations. Occupations are things that an individual would want to do, need to do, or have to do on a daily basis. For example, physical therapy will help you walk to the bathroom, but occupational therapy will help you brush your teeth. Typically, you'll see occupational therapy come into play after experiencing a physical injury, going through an emotional or social challenge. After that, I then began observing at local facilities and I immediately fell in love with it. Since my dad's accident 8 years ago, I have gotten more and more passionate with chronic pain, specifically CRPS. Right now, I'm currently creating my doctoral capstone project for my degree in hopes of educating on CRPS, how occupational therapy can assist with CRPS management, and also advocating for those diagnosed with it. For this podcast, I will be having various OTs and PTs from across the world share about their experiences working with CRPS and any resources that they can provide. I will also be having some individuals diagnosed with CRPS and caregivers share about their experiences with the condition as well as what they have learned. This is my first ever podcast, so I'm super excited for the next few weeks and what is to come. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you next time.